Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, your partner in business growth and freedom living. Let me ask you something. What would happen if you had to step away from your business tomorrow? Would it run smoothly without you, or would it just all come crashing down? That's what we're diving into today, because the truth is, freedom isn't just about scaling profit. It's about peace of mind, and nothing will give you more peace of mind than knowing your business can run without you. Let me share a real life story. My business partner, Emily, has a friend and client named Becca who bought an in-home healthcare business. Now, this business had systems, but most of them were built on old school analog tools. We're talking paper calendars, manual invoicing, sticky notes, you get the picture. So Emily and Becca worked month after month to streamline the operations after she took ownership. They started documenting processes, moving things to digital, and creating workflows that could be repeated by anyone on the team. And here's where it all paid off. Out of nowhere, Becca had a close family member face a serious medical emergency. She had to fly out suddenly. No time to prep her staff. No long handoff, just go. But guess what? She didn't need the prep time because she had the systems. Her team could step in for her and cover everything she normally did. The business kept running, clients were cared for, invoicing was getting handled, and the phones were answered. When she came back, nothing was broken. The business was still running smoothly, and the peace of mind she felt was unprecedented. Here's the takeaway. You never know when life is going to hit you with something unexpected. It could be a family crisis. It could be your own health crisis. But here's the thing. It doesn't even have to be an emergency. What if you just wanted to take a 2-week vacation and not worry? That's the real reason to build a business that runs without you. Because remember, we're building freedom businesses, not prison cells. So how do you actually do this? It starts with a mindset shift. Don't build your business around yourself. Most entrepreneurs don't even realize they've done it, but they've accidentally built a business where they are the center of everything. Every decision, every task, every approval depends on them. That's not freedom. That's entrapment. And if you've ever caught yourself saying things like, no one can do sales as good as I do, or I just can't find good help that thinks like me, then listen closely. In the book, The E-Myth Revisited, author Michael Gerber explains that the biggest mistake business owners make is believing they need to hire people who think like them or who will run the business exactly the way they would. But here's the truth. That is false. You are the CEO. You're supposed to think like a CEO. Your employees aren't supposed to. They need to think like employees. And that's what keeps the whole thing running smoothly. What you actually need are systems, clear, repeatable processes that allow an average person, not a unicorn, to step in and succeed. Systems make it possible for someone without your exact skill set, your exact brain, or your exact drive to still get the results your business promises. This is the power of systems. They instantly open the door for you to stop waiting for that diamond in the rough employee. You don't need a perfect clone of you. You can hire almost anyone who's competent and willing to follow directions. And they'll thrive because the system does the heavy lifting. When you build with that in mind, suddenly your business no longer depends on you being in every role. It depends on the systems, and the systems can be run by many people, not just you. So instead of asking, how do I find someone who can think like me? Start asking, how do I build a system that makes it impossible to fail? That's the real blueprint for freedom. Start with the end in mind. Imagine your business running without you. What would need to be in place for that to happen? That's your roadmap. Then we work backwards into the tactical strategies. As you may know, I was co-owner of a local solar electric company. When I first met my business partner, one of the biggest frustrations, the thing that really was leading him towards burnout, was this constant feeling that he just couldn't find good help. He said it about the office staff and he said it about field crews. And I want to share the mindset that he had because it might help you see something in yourself. More importantly, I'll tell you exactly what we did that shifted everything and finally made it possible to find and keep good people. See, Rick had decades of experience doing solar installs. He also had a background in electrical engineering, which is not the same training your average electrician gets. In fact, most electricians barely touch solar while they're in school. But here's where the gap came in. Rick would often get frustrated and verbalize that things he saw in the field were common sense. That's the key phrase I want you to hear. What was common sense to Rick wasn't common sense to everyone else. Without realizing it, he was expecting employees to think like him, to make CEO-level decisions and have his in-depth expertise in the field. But that wasn't fair and certainly wasn't scalable. So here's what we did instead. We built a training program and created a list of resources that the team could lean on if Rick wasn't there. Suddenly, the expectation wasn't that they had to be Rick. The expectation was that they knew where to go to find the answers when they themselves were lost. This is the shift that empowered the staff, because even if they didn't have the answers themselves, they knew where to go to get it. And it relieved Rick from being tethered to the field and his cell phone. That's the power of systems. They stop relying on one person's brain and start creating a structure anyone can follow. And that leads us to step one, how to actually audit your systems and start seeing where your business depends on you too much. Let me just say this. This process is simple, but it's not always easy. Why? Well, for two reasons. First, you're often too close to your business to see the gaps. You're used to the way things have always been done, so the inefficiencies just blend into the background. Second, you don't always know what tools and resources are out there to make things easier. There are hundreds of platforms, automations, and systems that could save you hours every week. But if you don't know they exist, you'll never look for them. By the way, that's where we come in. Biz-in-a-Box Solutions. This is exactly what we help business owners do. We walk you through our systems, map them out step by step, and shine a light on the gaps and pitfalls you might be missing. And then we help you make these systems layman's proof, so that even if you're not around, someone else can step in and follow them with ease. If you want to get started on your own, I've got a resource for you. Go to bizinaboxsolutions.com and check out the free 7-day business makeover series. In just a week, you'll start identifying inefficiencies, seeing where things are getting stuck, and building momentum towards a business that actually supports your freedom instead of trapping you. Okay, once you've mapped out the processes and identified the gaps, the next step is documentation. But let's get something really clear. Don't just jump into documenting too soon. Here's why. If you document a broken or clunky process, all you've done is preserved the chaos. First, you want to map out the process, test it, and refine it until it runs smoothly with you at the wheel. Not in the trenches. Once you know how it works consistently, then it's worth documenting. Now here's where most people make it harder than it needs to be. You don't need a 50-page operations manual. In fact, one of the best tools you can use is a simple video library. Just hit record while you're walking through the process. Whether you're sending an invoice, onboarding a client, or handling a support ticket, capture yourself doing it in real time. And feel free to talk through it. Why video? Because you'll catch things you never would have thought to write down. Little clicks, shortcuts, or habits you've been doing for so long that you take them for granted. When someone else tries to follow a written checklist, those nuances can easily get lost. But in video, it's all there. The exact steps, the tone, even the little details that make a process smooth. Later, if you want, you can turn those videos into written SOPs. But don't underestimate the power of a well-organized video library. It's fast, it's simple, and it's incredibly effective for training your team. Plus, it means you don't have to explain the same thing 20 times. You just send the link and your team can follow along step by step. And if you're looking for a library that's searchable, when consider Biz-in-a-Box Solutions. We have a section in the CRM called Communities. You could set up a community for your employees, upload your training videos, and if ever they're stuck, they can simply search what they need help with and find the video. Step 3, automation. Now that your processes are mapped out, tested, and documented, the next step is to ask yourself, where can I get people out of the equation altogether? That's where automation comes in. If you're repeating yourself, you're wasting your time. So ask yourself this question, where do I say the same thing over and over to clients and team members? What steps do I frequently forget to do, leaving things slipping through the cracks? Where in my business do things fall apart? For example, maybe you meant to get that estimate out days ago, and before you knew it, a whole week had passed. That's not just costing you time. Now it's costing you revenue. This is where automation becomes your best friend. Technology can step in and do what you don't have the time or the brain space to keep up with. Instead of manually creating invoices, set up a system where your proposals automatically convert into invoices with one click. Instead of juggling a paper calendar, which you might forget at home, use a digital booking system that not only keeps your schedule in order, but also sends reminders to you and your clients. Think of it like this. Anywhere you see redundancy, repetition, or forgetfulness, that's a prime opportunity for automation. And here's the best part. Automation doesn't just save you time, it preserves your energy. It keeps you from burning brain power on remembering the little things so you can focus on the big vision. Remember, your business shouldn't rely on your memory or willpower. It should rely on the systems that never forget, never drop the ball, and never call in sick. So let's bring this home. The real shift you need to make as a business owner is this. Stop building your business around yourself. If everything depends on you, your approvals, your memory, your effort, then you've built a job, not freedom. Instead, start with the end in mind. Picture your business running without you, then work backwards. Map it, test it, document it, and watch the weight come off your shoulders. And remember, this isn't just about emergencies like Becca's. It's about freedom. It's about knowing you can step away, take a vacation, or simply breathe without your business falling apart. That's what we're building here. Not just a profitable business, but a freedom business. And tomorrow, we're going to tackle the next big challenge, how to get your team on board with your new system. Because let's be real, you could build the best processes in the world, but if your team doesn't buy in, they won't stick. I'll show you exactly how to bring your people along for the ride so your systems actually work in real life. If today's episode hit home, don't just nod along, take action. Start mapping your systems and build a business that doesn't depend on you. And if you want help getting started, grab the free 7-day business makeover video series at bizinaboxsolutions.com. In just 1 week, you'll learn the exact steps to modify your gaps, start streamlining your systems, and lay the foundations for a business that runs without you. Because freedom isn't built by accident, it's built by design. I'll check in with you tomorrow for another powerful shift. Until then, bye for now.